of spa and the winds of hum, and it becomes the morning dew. I make those rainbows in my mind, and when I think of you sometime, I wanna spend some time with just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make the buzz grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not to those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
I am on the stage with some wonderful, talented, great songwriters. Not only Ralph, but as we all know, Mac McAnally. And this is one of his songs that Jimmy does in his show quite often. We haven't done it in a while, but I'm going to let Mac tell you about it.
Well, I grew up in a little town in Mississippi that has 900 people, one stop, one wild girl. She was overworked, but more so than the stoplight anyway. Stoplights actually the stoplight and the girl are both gone now. They both, we turned it into a four-way stop. The city fathers got real smart. They decided if we had to, half the people would get to come through on the green light and not ever have to. They made a four-way stop sign now. I grew up scared to death of cities. They told us people from cities would kill us for no reason. They were trying to keep us in the small town, you know, and stories to back it up, and they scared me to death growing up. And I finally got to go to the city. I got to go to Los Angeles, California, and sign a record deal. And my family broke out into prayer groups because I had to fly on a plane. I was the first McAnally to fly on a plane. I was only the second McAnally man to be photographed without a shotgun and a Bible. So all of our family pictures, we got a gun and a Bible. It's like we got either way right there on the front porch. But I went to California. I gave the L.A. folks a fair chance to shoot me out there, and they didn't do it. So I came back home and told the folks in Mississippi we had been wrong about people in cities, and they were actually pretty decent. They're just crowded. And I wrote this little song as a written apology to folks in cities all over the country for what I mistakenly thought until I was 18 years old. And it's called In the City. Well, if you're along with us, it's got some ooh and an ah in the middle, and we'll give it a try.